High School Choir opened Monday's quilt ceremony with a rendition of Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror. And after a couple more heartfelt songs and a few speakers, Mayor Lenny Curry officially proclaimed December 1st World AIDS Day in Jacksonville.
Our hearts go out to those affected, and we offer them and their loved ones our support. But we cannot stop here. We must do all that we can as a community to help educate and inform the public on ways to prevent the spread of HIV.
During the height of the crisis more than 30 years ago, it was unthinkable for most city governments and political leaders to address the disease as openly as today. Mark Milano, whose brother Philip is the communications director for Jacksonville University, is an activist who first joined the protest group ACT UP shortly after being diagnosed with AIDS in 1987.
ACT UP was a very loud, angry group saying, we are sick and tired of this issue being ignored. We are sick and tired of business as usual. We are going to go and put our bodies on the line and demand that you speed up the research.
As of 2016, close to 700,000 people in the U.S. have died of AIDS since the epidemic began in the early 1980s. But for many today, like the 6,000 currently living with HIV in Duval County, it's no longer a death sentence. Still, Milano says, although public attitudes, treatment, and stigma have dramatically improved, he doesn't feel as though AIDS is prioritized like it should be.
It's shocking that 30 years later, I still have to go to D.C. and put my body on the line to protest the same things I was protesting 30 years ago. But I will keep doing it until the day I die.
Duval County has the third highest HIV infection rate in the country. Pieces of the AIDS Memorial quilt featuring the names of North Florida and Georgia victims of the disease are on display in the Jacksonville City Hall atrium. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.